Teach 613 proudly presents a lecture series on Perek Shira, The Song of Creation, by Rabbi Mordechai Rhein. This series was originally recorded in Young Israel of Cherry Hill. For more information about this series or other presentations by Rabbi Rhein, please visit teach613.org. We thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoy.
Tonight's topic, the camel. The camel has the basic functionality similar to a horse, if you're looking to tune in to an animal that we're a little bit more familiar with. But what makes the camel very unique is that it is uniquely adapted to desert living. Very uniquely. From its feet that spread its weight beautifully over sand so that it can travel without sinking in despite enormous weight, up to 500 pound loads placed on it besides its own weight. The hump, which is it's famous for, in which it stores fat and it can go for days without eating or drinking. It's actually fascinating. If you study the actual camel, there are times when if it doesn't eat for a while, the hump actually recedes. But it's well known for its hump. Its eyelids are uniquely designed by the Creator so that they close, they squint, they're able to manage even in a sandstorm. Double eyelids, up, down. Fascinating creature. Again, you could travel with it. You could load it with burden, but the fact is that it is uniquely equipped for desert living. And our question in Perek Shira, in every session, is to discover what message or messages does this particular creature have for us that we can learn a lesson from. Now, I'd like to make one quick observation, that this is not a perfect science, as you will. You know, sometimes we have halacha. The halacha we paskin, and it goes one way or the other. Either it's mutter or aser. And Jewish tradition, and it carries through, and it's codified, and there's a Shulchan Aruch. In hashkafa, you could have double lessons, multi-lessons. Not only that, but it can make a difference what generation you're in as to what lesson you're going to learn from a particular animal. The last session we did at the end of series one was the Nesher, which is commonly translated as the eagle, be that as it may. But the Nesher is known on the one hand as a bird of redemption, al kanfei nesharim, God will carry us, the expression goes, on wings of eagles. On the other hand, the pasuk that's chosen by the author of Perek Shira is not Vo'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim, that I'll redeem you on wings of eagles. The pasuk that's chosen is to describe the aggressiveness, the attack nature of the nesher. And if it's the eagle, we could picture that. Diving down, grasping its prey. Hakitza lifkod kol hagoyim al tochon kol bogdeyov and sela, Hashem should destroy the evildoers. Now, that's one of the indicators as to what time Perek Shira was codified. Because the best estimation as to the codification of Perek Shira, it's an ongoing system, it was David, Shlomo, lots of wisdom packed in. But who codified it? It would seem to be that it's the same time period as the Mishnah. The Jewish people still lived in the land of Israel, but the Roman occupation was breathing down their necks. This is the time period of the Bar Kochva revolt, the time that Rabbi Akiva was martyred. The Roman government is the one government in history that the Jews referred to as Malchus HaRasha'a, the evil kingdom, the wicked kingdom. You know, you got to really earn the title to be called the wicked kingdom. The Jews weren't focused so much when they looked at an eagle at redemption from all four corners of the earth, because they weren't totally dispersed to all four corners of the earth. They're still going to author the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud. They're still here. Anyone who's here is still here. What they saw in the eagle was attack the prey. Get rid of these people who are destroying our lives. So you have to not only picture the animal, the creature, the bird, also have to picture the time period and the lesson through the eyes of Chazal, through the eyes of Atana. What did he see in this bird or animal? And our question tonight is, regarding the camel, what did Chazal see? I titled it, and we'll see why, The Camel, the Desert Animal That Will Come Home.